someone who lives way out in the country and doesn't get into town much, and when he does come to town, you can just look at him and tell instantly that he's from way out in the country. You'd call him a
country hick.
Okay. Anything else you could call him?
Well, let me see. Country hick or I can't think of anything else.
What about cracker, a hillbilly?
A hillbilly, yeah. I never heard of cracker. A hillbilly.
And say if you look at, if you're at a party, you look at your watch and see that it's around 11:30 or so, you say, well, we better be getting home. It's, what, midnight?
You say if it's around 11:30?
Uh-huh. Say it's not quite midnight yet, but it's...
It's almost midnight?
Do you ever say it's pretty near or well nigh?
Pretty near. Pretty near.
And if you were walking and it was kind of icy, you'd say, well, I didn't actually fall down, but a couple of times I slipped and I...
Almost fell?
Or I like to...
Have fallen.
Say that.
I like to have fallen.
Is that, would you say that very much? Is that...
Well, yeah, I do say it.
And if someone's waiting for you to get ready so you can go somewhere, calls out and asks if you'll be ready soon, you say, I'll be with you when...
A little while.
Or in...
A few minutes.
Or if you're almost ready, you say, I'll be with you in... Wait, what?
10 minutes.
Okay. And say if you had a question, I might say, well, I don't know the answer to your question. You better go... What, somebody else?
Ask somebody else.
So then I went and...
Asked.
And you say, you're the second person who has...
Ask me.
And he said he ran down the springboard and what, moved to the water.
Dove.
And several children have
dived.
But that kid was too scary to
dive.
And if you dive in and hit the water flat, you call that a
belly buster.
Okay. And the child puts her head on the ground and rolls over. She turns a
somersault.
And you say, you got in the water and water crossed.
Swim.
And I have never, what, all the way across the lake. I have never.
Swum.
Okay, and children like to.
Swim.
And if you don't know how to swim and you get in the water, you might.
Drowned.
And yesterday somebody.
Drowned.
And when they pulled him out, he had already.
He already drowned.
Okay. And if you want to know how frequently I go into town, you might ask me how.
How many times?
Or how, what do you go to town how?
How often?
And say if a friend of yours says that he's not going to do something, like he's not going to vote for that guy, and you're not planning to, you'd say, well, me, you agree with him.
Well, I'm not going to vote for him.
Okay. Or say if I offer you a choice of two things, I ask you which one you want, you might say, it doesn't matter, just give me
either one.
And say, this part of my head is called my
forehead.
And this is my
hair.
And on a man, hair here would be a
beard.
And say, this is your
ear.
Which one?
Left.
Huh?
Left.
Say the whole thing. It's your
left ear.
And this is your
right ear.
And this is the
mouth.
And
neck.
And this part.
You mean right here?
Mm-hmm.
Adam's apple.
Any other name for that?
For Adam's apple? I don't know.
And if someone has a cold and might have a sore
throat.
Do you ever hear?
Nothing.
What about goozle? Do you ever hear that?